But do you usually use some kind of cloth or rag when you wash the dishes?
Well, you can, but it's more sanitary not to. I think the sanitary way is not to have a rag, because those rags pick up germs. Every dish you get, the rag hits it, and it may look clean, but it may not be as clean as it looks. But if you use your hands on it, as a matter of fact, you can feel whether it's clean or not by feeling your hands whether or not the dish is clean. And then as soon as it feels smooth and nothing in it, I turn the hot water, take the hot water, put the hot water on it. But that's the Army method of washing dishes.
Do you know if that cloth that you use, if you use the one to wash dishes, does that have a particular name?
Wash rag?
Wash rag? What about the one that you use when you dry it?
That's a drying rag, I reckon. To tell you the truth, I never had too much experience drying. I'd put them out a little air dry.
What about the ones that about hand size that you use for washing your face?
Face rag, I don't know. What do you call it, baby?
Well, I call that a wash rag.
And the big one that you use for drying off, you just call that a
towel.
I wanted to ask you, used to, before you could buy flour, prepackaged in bags like you can nowadays, did you ever hear of people buying a lot of it, one of these great big things, wooden staves and all that?
Did I see that?
You were buying a lot of flour at one time?
Buy a sack of flour?
Yeah. Did you ever come to anything besides the sack?
Not around here, I don't know. Flour always came in the sack. I know sugar, for instance, come in barrels sometimes. I reckon flour could come in. But that's going to a lot of trouble to put them in a barrel.
You're talking about a barrel. Do you happen to know what those metal things that went around the barrel and hold the staves together, what they were called?
Hooks.
Did you ever hear of children around here playing with those things? Maybe rolling them along with a stick or something like that?
Yeah, they were. Well, those are barrel hooks. It's about like a little wheel. That's before they had automobile tires to play with. After they got automobile tires, they didn't do that too much. But for those barrel hoops, they'd be all right.
Well, can you remember seeing something like a barrel except smaller? They used to pack tables on?
Well, they were barrels. I think. Called barrel nails. Number yards and sell them. If you're going to build a house, rather, sell you a barrel of nails.
Do people ever call those things
kegs? Kegs, I bet you. Nah.
Nails ever come in that?
Yeah, they could. Of course, wine comes in kegs, too. and flour comes in kegs. I mean, you can get flour in kegs, too. That's kind of a small barrel.